Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In this podcast, we look at a new recording of three Mozart violin concertos with Norwegian violinist Henning Kraggerud and the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra. Mozart composed all five of his violin concertos in one year, 1775, when he was just 19 years old and living in Salzburg. In fact, the three concertos on this recording, numbers 3, 4, and 5, were completed between September and December of that year. Quite a feat. Here's a bit more of the music that opened the podcast, the first movement of his violin concerto number 3 in G major. Music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart from his Violin Concerto No. 3. Mozart was, by all accounts, a very fine violinist who could easily play the concertos he wrote. But it's the quality of the music that's attracted musicians and listeners ever since. A much more recent musician said, "The music of Mozart is of such purity and beauty that one feels he merely found it. That it's always existed as part of the inner beauty of the universe, waiting to be revealed." The violinist who said that is a gentleman by the name of Albert Einstein, today better known as a physicist, but he too was inspired by Mozart's universal voice, a voice that's nowhere more compelling than in the slow movements of these concertos. That was a bit of the slow movement from Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3. The soloist is the Norwegian violinist Henning Kraggerud, whose incredibly sweet sound makes everything he plays come alive. As you might expect, Mr. Kraggerud is invited to play all over the world. What is less known, unless you visit his website, is that he's also enormously dedicated to music education and teaches in both Oslo and London. This recording is, in fact, part of a larger educational project that includes both recorded performances and videotaped masterclasses. And all that touring and teaching isn't enough. He's also a fine composer whose concerts often, in fact usually, include him performing his own music. For now, though, the subject is Mozart and his violin concertos. Here's the very beginning of the Concerto No. 4 in D major. Over the years, there has been much discussion about creating urtext editions of the music by people like Mozart and Beethoven. The idea of an urtext edition, or original edition, is to get rid of all the extra stuff that was added after the fact by editors and publishers and get back to the original intention of the composer. That's all well and good, and necessary, but as Kragerud writes in the liner notes to this recording, urtext editions should be looked upon with a certain skepticism. Bowings and placement of dynamics have often been standardized to overly strict rules, even in urtext editions. The true sign of a masterpiece must lie in the number of possible interpretations inherent in it. In other words, by all means find out what the composer wrote, but don't shut off your own interpretive voice in the process. Here's another one of those beautiful slow movements, this one from Concerto No. 4. Music by Mozart with violin soloist Henning Kraggerud. Among the many topics he addresses in the liner notes is the importance of encouraging individual musical voices in a world that seems to place excessive value on sameness and accuracy. Kraggerud writes, "I remember I was once on a competition jury. A fellow juror told me that if two violinists were equally good technically, then, and only then, should the more musical be chosen. I've also had mothers ask me how I think their children should play so that a particular jury will like them. What kind of world would it be if we did not encourage our young players to find their own voice? Do we want a world where conformity is valued more than engagement and passion?" That was music from the opening movement of Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5. Someone once wrote, "Mozart, who was buried in a pauper's grave, was one of the greatest successes we know of. A man who in his early 30s has poured out his inexhaustible gift of music, leaving the world richer because he had passed that way. To leave the world richer, that is the ultimate success." Eleanor Roosevelt wrote that in her 1960 book, You Live by Learning. Here's some of the slow movement from that Violin Concerto No. 5, and once again, Mozart achieves musical magic using only the simplest of means.
Thank you.
That was from the slow movement of Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5. It's from a new recording with violinist Henning Kraggerud and the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra playing his concertos 3, 4, and 5, recorded in Oslo, Norway, and available now at all fine music stores, Naxos catalog number 8.573513. In the coming weeks, I'll be working with Henning on a couple of short video features that will eventually appear on the Naxos Videos YouTube channel. I'll let you know on our podcast blog site when that's ready, but there are already hundreds of videos there if you want to check them out. Just go to YouTube and search for Naxos Videos, all one word. That's it for this podcast. I hope you can join me next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.